Hello, I'm Matthias Spiegel.
And I'm Ronald Donaldson.
And welcome to a heart-pounding episode of
But That's a Different Story, where we bring you stories so startling, we can guarantee you'll be hiccup-free by the time you're through.
Speaking of uncontrollable bodily functions, how have your day terrors been lately? I'm guessing by the nearly full cup of coffee's worth of stain on your otherwise crisp white short-sleeve button-down, not so good.
And you would be guessing correct, my friend. Why, I just got a visit from the glasses guy just this morning.
The glasses guy?
A mysterious figure that appears during my day terrors, always slightly out of focus in my peripherals. I can never make out any distinguishing characteristics about him, except for his overly large glasses, which always seem to catch a glare, masking his eyes from my vision.
That sounds quite spooky, but I think you might just be looking at Arlong, our IT repair guy. He's usually under a desk somewhere with his prescription flashlight goggles, which he's quite sensitive about.
Well, sounds like I owe Arlong an apology, much like the one I was owed in our next story, which we're calling
Shock Talk
and Two Smoking Hypnotists.
As I exited the ladies' intimate section of a Columbus, Ohio Macy's with my new friend and sensationalist, Leonard Parfum, I made sure to keep an eye on the two men following us. That wasn't too hard, considering that they were actually sprinting towards us from across the store, hands on their earpieces, and taking down anyone or anything that got in their way. The young boy, sitting on the floor while his mother fingered through the newest collection of Kate Spade blouses, trampled. The elderly woman, with both hands placed firmly on her walker while the person at the perfume counter sprayed her down with Maison Francis Kurjanan Baccarat Rouge 540 Air de Parfum, kicked clean over. All of the delicately placed mannequins between these government guys and my friend Leonard and myself, completely decapitated. They were laying waste to the place like it was their own personal demolition room. Fortunately, Leonard's newest assistant was parked just outside in the handicap space in front of Macy's in his windowless van. Unfortunately, he was mixing up a new scent during my time inside with Leonard, and the whole chemistry of it all went very wrong. By the time we opened the back, he had, of course, backed into the spot. His new assistant spilled out onto the parking lot pavement like a leather sack of rotten fish. Coincidentally, that was very much what the inside of the van smelled like from his perfume production. With no time to spare, we swiftly left him on the blistering hot pavement and hopped in the van. Now, when I characterized Leonard's van as windowless earlier, I was telling a big fat lie. There was one window that you could still see through, the windshield. Knowing that spending any more time in this unventilated van would send us into unconsciousness, we had to act quickly. Leonard grabbed the tire iron from the back of the van and expertly obliterated the windshield. In order to get air flowing through the van, we kept the back doors open and sped off. This worked out great because I was able to get a direct look at the government agents exiting the Macy's too late, taking out their earpieces, throwing them on the ground, and stomping up and down while shaking their fists and hurling expletives at us. Leonard mentioned that his ex-girlfriend's dog walker lived close by in Indianapolis, and that's where we were headed. I had no complaints about that, but I did have some complaints about the trip itself. Turns out that the windshield of a vehicle not only shields you from the wind as you drive, but a plethora of other airborne entities. By the time we made it to Indianapolis, my face had encountered 27 insects, 4 birds, 1 bat, and a single page from a newspaper that detailed Leonard's escape from the Macy's in great detail. This facial abuse was more than I could take. I needed to get some professional help to deal with the post-traumatic stress of the whole thing. So Leonard's ex-girlfriend's dog walker recommended that I see a specialist, someone I could talk to about how I feel, and gave me the card of Xavier Posada. Leonard was kind enough to drive me to Xavier's office, where I armed my recording device and went inside. Oh, what lovely bossa nova music they have playing in here. Okay, I see a front desk. I see, some chairs. Pretty empty in here. No one at the front desk. Hello?
Creak.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Good. What time is it?
4:45 p.m.
Ah, good. Post noon to you.
Post noon. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Oh, it could be pre-noon tomorrow. I guess we live in a post-noon, pre-noon world now, though.
This is true. It's however you define it is okay with me.
Uh-huh. Is it? Yes. I define it as afternoon.
Then afternoon it is. Good afternoon to
maybe
you.
Early evening, even. No, afternoon. Sun's still bright and shiny.
It is bright. Pre-dusk.
Pre-dusk?
Yeah. I see. Welcome. Good sir. Come in. You seem to have caught me at an inopportune time.
Oh, I'm sorry. What, am I interrupting something?
I'm in the middle of an appointment.
Oh, an appointment?
Yes, I am applying ointment. as you can... I had so much ointment on my lips, it was perhaps hard to hear.
You know, I hear there's an app for that.
There is an application.
Uh-huh. Phone app.
A phone application. Mm-hmm. How good.
Yeah, lotion potion. Someone will come squirt a dab of lotion into your hand at any time, even onto other parts of your body. But that's an upcharge.
It sounds...
That's premium. Lotion potion premium.
Sounds expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can afford it.
Okay. Even you? I don't know that. Who are you?
Welcome. My name is Xavier Posada.
Uh-huh.
Some call me Javier, but... In here in America, I'm Xavier.
X-Man.
No, I'm currently still a man.
Okay. Oh. Okay. You work here at this therapist's office?
I not only work here, I'm the sole proprietor.
Oh, you own the building, huh?
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
Oh, I am currently renting, but I hope rent to own.
Okay. I don't think they do that, but...
No, my landlord has been lying to me.
Oh, maybe. I guess you could call a mortgage almost a rent to own.
I suppose so. Again, this is I'll how you frame things, which is what I do, but I'm not...
You frame things, like photographs, paintings?
Mental photographs and paintings.
Mental photographs, huh?
Yes, you see, the way we project ourselves out into the world is in a way a mental photograph. And I help...
I would say more like a movie, if it's a projector. Don't need much projectors for a photograph.
No.
Unless you're doing like a PowerPoint or something.
I'm perhaps thinking of a camera obscura.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. The way that you paint. The old painters used to project images, paint on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what happens in our own mental state.
Okay.
You see, we have an id.
The state of Indiana.
Yes.
Where we are.
That is true.
Uh-huh.
Indianapolis.
Apolis. Uh-huh.
Yes, like the Greeks
who
invented this city.
Uh-huh.
Their original name.
Yes, many people don't know it was imported, the city, from the great state of Greece.
Yes, it came in a big tub of briny water to keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm. Packing peanuts everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness we had got a zoo. Got some elephants.
Uh-huh.
A big plastic elephant ate the packing peanuts.
A big plastic elephant. Yeah?
Yes, my name is, again, Xavier Posada.
Third time's a charm.
Oh, good. How charming to meet you.
Ah, have you, though, yet? I don't think so. My name? Matthias Spiegel.
Yes, and what brings you here?
Well, first, I got problems.
Don't we all?
But I'm kind of here to talk to a doctor about that.
Well, you are out of luck.
Oh, no.
I am not a medical doctor.
Uh-huh.
I'm a brain professional.
Brain genius?
Yes.
You're a brain professional, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can you help with post-traumatic stress disorder?
I believe I... Well, again, if we're talking post or pre...
Post.
Post-traumatic stress.
Ugh.
Or are we talking pre-de-stress?
Both.
Hmm. I believe I can help you.
Okay. Well, that's reason number one.
Okay.
Got, pains in the brain. Number two, I am going to be recording this for my own personal files.
Ah, well, you see, I have a very astute sense of observation. I believe you are already recording this.
Yes. I am going to be and currently am. Both can exist. the same time.
Ah, you have hoisted me by my own petard.
Mm-hmm.
Good sir.
Oh, I do still say that in the medical profession.
Are we not allowed? I'm a very old man, as you can see.
Yeah.
I have many...
I think they just say slow now.
Slow? Oh, you cannot say old man? I'm just a slow man? No.
Never mind. It's okay.
My own brain has been slow to accept what you have been saying, but now I fully comprehend. Yes.
Hasn't been in the medical books for many a year now.
No, many things used to be have been, thought of as crazy, in a way. Well, we do
cockamamie.
Cockamamie. We do not say that anymore. No.
Penis-a-mamie?
Yes, precisely.
Sorry, correct medical terms.
Of course, it is all, of course, in flux.
Mm-hmm.
As we say, we are always learning about ourselves and each other. But I'm an old man. I'm an old-fashioned man.
Mm.
And
Gimlet man.
You're a gimlet man?
If you're an old-fashioned man.
I see. Yes, it's very refreshing. I used to be a sidecar man myself.
Yeah.
Still am, occasionally.
What? Sidecar with... A sidecar of what?
It would be me and my motorbike.
Oh, okay.
My dog in the sidecar.
Like, no drink, just the sidecar, please.
Yes. I always requested a motorized sidecar when doing a Lyft or Uber.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to drive myself.
Yeah, you come out with the scarf and the goggles.
Yes, and the gloves.
Uh-huh. Of course, you must.
But no, I am old-fashioned in that sense, but in other senses, too. For me to help you with your brain issues, your brain pain.
Got pains in the brain.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Got stress in my vest.
You have blues in your shoes.
Oh, yeah. My dogs are barking.
I'm so sorry to hear, but I believe I can help you, because that is what I do.
Well, I believe you said you're with a patient already?
Oh, no, I was applying ointment
to
myself.
Oh, yes, okay.
There's currently no one else in the building that I know of.
So, yeah, you see this nice reception desk here, but not a receptionist to be found.
Ah, that is myself.
Oh, you play both roles.
Yes, I do. To keep costs down, I am the receptionist.
Then why aren't you at the receptionist desks?
I am not a good receptionist.
Okay.
I've tried to fire myself many times, but... Oh, I have blackmail on myself.
Oh, no.
Yes, I've found myself in compromising positions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I always...
A handstand.
Mm-hmm. Spread eagle.
Spread eagle, huh?
Yes.
Where do you find yourself spread eagle?
Usually when I try to reenact... Jackass.
Uh-huh. Or about when you're spreading ointment on yourself.
It is the best way. My pet eagle applies the ointment on me.
Oof. Careful with the beak, them talons.
Yes, it is very sharp.
Uh-huh.
But the best way to get all the nooks and crannies.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of them?
Nooks and crannies or eagles?
Nooks and crannies.
Ah. Ah, yes, many, especially when I am buttering it. An English muffin?
Uh-huh. What about a French muffin?
Fewer nooks, more crannies.
Ah, okay. German?
Fewer crannies, more nooks.
Oh, okay. Ask and explain. So, I've got, like I said, pains in my brain from getting hit in the face.
So you've come and gotten hit in the face. Now, we get into all that, I like to know my patients a little bit. First, you must sign the papers,
mm-hmm.
if that's okay.
Okay, what papers?
Present them
to me.
Here are your papers.
Okay, yes, slide them. Can we maybe sit down? We're standing in the middle of this lobby waiting area.
Yes, please excuse my...
I mean, I love the bossa nova. If we could keep that going, I would appreciate it.
Oh, I would prefer that too.
Okay.
I love the bossa nova. To do the little dance, sometimes a little samba.
You do that during exams with your patients?
If it helps them.
How would it help them?
Well, you see, I can get into my whole spiel, as they say.
Okay.
Now, some people, usually what I've found is that people are, they have the fear in them.
The fear.
The fear, yes. Mm. They're very afraid.
Uh-huh.
Fear drives what's wrong with everyone and everything.
Fear. Ford Mustang?
Yes, it is afraid of going too slow. It is afraid of getting corralled, getting lassoed by a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Want to be a wild horse.
Exactly.
Not tamed.
No, no. Run free.
Mm-hmm.
Be free. Be a desperado.
Mm.
Don't ride no fences.
Fences?
I don't know. That's the eagles. Not my eagle, my spread eagle, but I've heard of some other eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Who talk about... No, that's the Rolling Stones. Talk about wild horses.
Okay. The prefab sprout, too.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. I always thought they were saying wild horse sex when they would sing that song. Had to take a good look at that title.
Well, they could be, for all we know.
Yeah.
They could have cleaned it up for us.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, I'm talking fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being afraid.
Uh-huh. Fearful. Scared.
Yes. If you are to shake in your boots.
Uh-huh.
Quiver. Like jelly or an arrow.
Uh-huh. Like jelly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is being afraid. Having the sweat appear on your forehead.
Flat.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Having your pupils dilate.
Oh, I didn't even know that happened when you're scared.
Sometimes. Sometimes your pupils get very, very deep.
What about nervous flatulence?
Ah, classic sign of the fear.
Uh-huh.
Especially after you have eaten a can of beans.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, it is a defense mechanism.
Is it?
Of course, you know some animals, they throw up their innards to disgust a predator.
I know one animal that does that, a vulture.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Other animals perhaps do it too.
Okay.
Some animals do that. Some animals, you know, they evacuate their bowels. Some animals, they spit the venom.
Mm-hmm.
All
that one I can understand, spitting the venom.
Ah, but you see it as a reaction.
Uh-huh.
They do not do intentionally.
Really?
To harm. It is, they are afraid.
Okay.
And so their body produces this very ugly, smelly, stinky slime.
Oh, like, I don't know, when I see a skunk do it, they do turn around, point their butt at you, and then spray. That seems fairly intentional to me.
Ah, but it is partly instinct that causes the sploof to, that's the technical term, sploof.
Okay.
To evacuate their buttholes.
It comes out of their butthole. I thought they had a gland of sorts.
Ah, the gland is within the anus.
Okay.
But the turning around, that is for show.
Okay.
You know, they want to put on a little
razzle-dazzle. Well, they want to make sure it goes in the right direction.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But they know it's going to come out. It's going to come out no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Once they are scared. So they say, oh, I better face the right direction. Try to get at the predator who's going to eat me. And then I'm in perfect position to run away.
Yeah.
See, these are animal instincts.
Yes.
A very good name for something.
Yeah, I very much get that. I was just having a conversation with my friend Leonard about how his assistant so expertly parked his van backed in to the parking spot for us to have a great getaway. It worked out fantastic. I couldn't think of another way that you could park this that would make it more efficient or even funny.
No, I'm surprised. I feel there are many potential gags you can do with parking. Granted, they may require a lengthy
setup. Yeah.
But you see, that is instinct as well. And I believe based on fear. You know, they were afraid the car maybe would not go out in the right direction. It might bump into something. But no. Instinct has driven, literally, the car to be parked in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it is fear that is holding you back.
Okay. Holding me back from...
Well, as my pillow says here, live your best life.
Mm-hmm.
My other pillow here says, it's 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
My other pillow here...
I do see nice We've since moved into your office.
Yes.
Now sitting comfortably at your desk.
Mm-hmm.
Big glass of wine on your desk.
Gigantic.
Uh-huh. You mind giving me a little splash?
Ah, yes, I apologize.
Okay, I hear that's the best thing for therapy is to be a little turnt.
Yes, I like my patients to, you know, be a little sideways. A little...
Paul Giamatti.
Yes, the Giamatti special.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Good wine.
Ah, gracias. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I make it myself.
Oh, where?
Well, in barrels.
Oh, okay. I feel better about it already. That's good enough for me, honestly, as long as it's not the bathtub.
No, but I do stomp my own grapes.
Oh.
With my bare feet.
Oh. Well. Okay.
But the oak. Ah, yes, the oak comes from old bathtubs.
Old wooden bathtubs, huh?
Yes, the kind in the Wild West movies that are really just sort of a circle.
I was wondering where this... I thought it might just be a natural line. I was wondering where the funk was coming from.
Yes, I once... George Clinton came, was my patient once.
Mm.
He was touring through Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to
playing at the Indy 500. Just what they want.
That was.
What a crowd.
Yes. And he came to me and he said, you know, he was afraid that his music was not resonating with the people, that he was too demanding.
Well, if the music isn't resonating right, you got to talk to the sound guy. You know, maybe the event coordinator, get up some, you know, diffusing panels in the event area or... some sound absorption.
Oh, I wish I had known these physics themes of the sounds. But no, I told him, I thought he was just afraid that he was, you know, too exacting on his other musicians and his sound people. It was not causing a good sound.
Talk about the Parliament Funkadelic?
At the time he did not have.
Oh.
And I said, George, you are afraid of giving up some of your control.
Mm-hmm.
You must have a more democratic system.
Okay.
And then he came up. I said, well, you know, you could have a bicameral legislature or you could have some other thing. He said, how about the parliament?
Ah.
And that is when he came up with the Funkadelic.
That's funny because when you said George Clinton, I first thought Bill Clinton. that you mentioned democratic. I don't know.
I've worked with him too.
Oh, yeah?
You see, I'm, even though I reside here.
After Sox died.
Yes, he was very upset, very mm-hmm. sad. He thought, how can he go on? How can he continue?
Mm-hmm.
What would he do? I said, Bill. I just called him Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You are afraid that you will never find the same happiness as a cat who loves to eat. Eat all of the fish and all of the meats from the little can, the fancy feasts.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Bill, what you have to do is you have to give up meat entirely.
Oh, that was you, huh?
Yes.
That was your doing. Wow. Nice.
I said, you must embrace...
And he stuck with it, too.
Oh, that's good. I haven't kept up with old Bill.
No.
He's good, I hope.
Yeah, he's doing all right, I guess.
Staying young?
Uh-huh, always.
Finding new ways to stay young, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, I have many clientele, many famous celebrities...
Okay.
Who come here. But you see, it's all based on, again, the fear that they are, you know, missing out on something. And I say, no, you must confront the fear. There's a very famous psychological practice called exposure therapy.
Mm. That's for photographers or...
Yes, you see, most, in fact, I would say all photographers, filmmakers, people who deal with the camera.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're just talking about the camera obscura.
As is true. But this is the camera popular.
Mm-hmm.
They are afraid that what they produce will never be good enough. I say, no. You cannot have this fear. You must expose your film. Expose it to the world.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be kept inside. Because then it is just whatever you want it to be, and that could be anything. But that could also be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You take a picture, it must be out in the world. You must release it. Mm-hmm. Release your fear. Expose it.
Okay, yes. Expose your fear. I understand.
Get exposed to your fear.
Uh-huh.
So I say, first, you must go into the dark room
It must only be dark.
Uh-huh.
Live with your imagination.
Okay.
To see what your picture may become.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step, I say, put a red light bulb in there.
Uh-huh.
Red is pretty scary. It's like the devil.
Yeah.
And then they spend a few hours in a red room. I say, okay, next, you must take a trip. Get some of these chemicals, put them in a little vat, inhale, go on a psychic journey. So it's all these steps, you know, to expose them piece by piece
mm-hmm.
to their fear.
Okay. And you're a therapist, correct?
In a way, yes.
Okay. Interesting. So, was that your spiel?
Well, it is kind of my little... You know, my spiel, that's a German word. I studied in Austria.
Austria?
Austria.
Where the Schwarzenegger is from.
Yes, I have worked with him too.
Oh, wow. Governor days? Governator days?
Yes.
Terminator days?
Both.
Predator days?
Of course. His whole career, you might say.
Wow.
Even recently, I said, Arnold, you are afraid that you have lost your relevance. You are afraid of trucks, still, from the Terminator 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
When the truck chased him
mm-hmm.
in the movie, I said, Arnie, baby, you have to be chased by the truck if you are afraid of trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, he comes from Austria, Germany, they have the Autobahn.
You have to be chased by trucks.
Yes.
To not be afraid of trucks.
Yes.
Wouldn't you run towards a truck if you want to not be afraid? If you're running away from a truck, isn't that running away from your fear?
But if you run away... you see, that's what he said.
Uh-huh.
Of course, in his famous accent.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Arnie, baby, no. You see, if you run toward the truck, you are too much embracing the truck. This is... You have to be exposed a little by little. You cannot do all at once.
I mean, he was exposed pretty well in Terminator 1. The first scene.
Oh, yes. And in Pumping Iron?
Yes, too.
Oh, no. He's very not afraid of being naked.
Mm-hmm.
Of the flesh. No, it is only, you see, the metal that he is afraid of. You see, that is from his beginning. He was always afraid of metal. I said, Arnie, baby, no. You must be as hard as metal.
Oh.
So you must build the muscles to compete with the metal. If you yourself are as hard and tough as steel, you will not be afraid of the real thing.
Okay. Real steel.
Yes. Oh, I tried to get him that part in that movie. But no, the huge jacked man got it.
Yeah, sorry.
But that's okay.
Okay.
But you see, trucks are the embodiment of metal that can kill you.
Okay.
So that was the ultimate fear, his ultimate fear. Terminator 2, when the truck chases him,
mm-hmm.
I said, beautiful. Perfect. I called up Jim,
mm-hmm.
Jim Cameron.
Uh-huh.
I said, Jimmy, baby,
mm-hmm.
you have to put a truck and have it chase Arnie, baby,
mm-hmm.
so that he could finally become a man.
From a baby to a man.
Yes.
And so he did.
He did.
And now he's good. He's not afraid of trucks anymore?
He's still it comes back every now and then. Recently, he filled a pothole in Los Angeles. I don't know if you saw the news.
No.
It's a true story. He just, on his own, filled a pothole. Of course, it was not really a pothole. It was work that was being done. They had to fix cables.
Oh, no.
This is topical maybe a month ago or 2 months ago at this point. And he was just afraid that the trucks would come and... You know, leap out of the pothole.
Well, I mean, leap out of the pothole? I would be afraid if I was working on a pothole that I'd be hit by a truck coming down the road while I was working in the pothole, especially if the pothole's deep and maybe I'm not fully, like, on the road, kind of hidden a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't be worried about a truck popping out from under the earth.
Well, that is
I guess that's what a fear is, though. Irrational.
Yes. This is exactly true.
Uh-huh.
Exactly how it is.
Or maybe just misplaced, looking in the room. He should be afraid, but he needs to look in a different direction.
Hmm. How do you mean?
He should be afraid of a truck coming to run him down on the road.
Aha. But that is perfectly rational fear.
Yeah.
He does not have those.
Oh, okay.
That is why he's an action superstar.
Hmm.
He runs towards the bullets, which are metal.
Not lead?
Lead is metal.
Is it?
I believe.
Okay. So.
Dangerous, though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch it.
What about eat it?
I suppose if you are a bad guy in one of his movies, one of his films.
Yeah.
Suck lead.
Yes. So yes, I which is to say I studied in Austria.
Yeah, that's what this was about, huh?
It was a bit of a, speaking of roads, a bit of a detour.
Uh-huh. So you study in Austria.
Yes, I studied with the greats.
What did you said you're not a doctor.
No, I'm a brain professional.
A brain professional.
Yes.
And that's what you stu- where do you, where does one study to become a brain professional? Well, besides in Austria, I guess more specifically the institution.
The Viennese Institute of Brain Formulaics.
B V V I O B F. Viob.
Yes.
Rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Vienna Institute of Brain Formulatics. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You know, but that is
a big school?
The English translation.
Mm-hmm.
A big school in the sense that it is renowned,
mm-hmm.
and it produces many groundbreaking things.
I would think that, you know, that's something that Arnold would want. Breaking ground, you know, something filling that pothole a little bit. Maybe a jackhammer or something like that.
Ah, yes, he could. He would love that. Now that he is no longer afraid of metal, he can use all the jackhammers he wants.
Yeah.
Jackhammer every day.
Mm-hmm. But this is a different kind of groundbreaking.
Yes, very new things.
Uh-huh.
Just like this exposure therapy.
Uh-huh.
It came from there.
Uh-huh.
I helped develop it. Of course, I should acknowledge my two teachers.
You helped develop exposure.
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
You're very clever.
Ah, gracias. Thank you. No, it was not just me. It was a group effort with my teachers.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps you've heard of them. You know, Sigmund.
Great Roy?
Psychologist.
What?
The great psychologist.
Oh, that's Siegfried. That's what I'm thinking of.
Ah, yes, I worked with him too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that work out, though? you tried to convince him that it was an irrational fear. Sometimes you gotta be afraid, Xavier.
This is true. It's one of my greatest regrets.
But Sigmund.
Yes, Sigmund Freud.
Freud. Like a knot?
Yes.
Like a piece of rope?
If you get too worked up, too much in a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that happens.
Okay. Okay, Sigmund Freud. Very good.
Uh-huh. He was a great teacher.
Okay.
Taught me so much about the brain and
was he a doctor psychology. Or just another brain professional?
He was another brain professional.
Okay.
And not licensed, shall we say?
Not licensed.
No.
Okay.
I mean, perhaps driver's license.
Right.
But Vienna has freight tram system.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think they got some canals, maybe.
Sure.
I mean, you're the one that lived there.
Yes, it's true.
I know they got great sausages, but that's just me.
Yes, Vienna does have wonderful canals. I mean, it is the sister city of Venice. If you translate Venice into German, it is Vienna.
I think there's one big canal that runs through Copenhagen, through Vienna into Venice. Just one. Like an interstate highway, but a canal.
I believe you call it a river.
Runs through it.
Yes.
Okay.
The great...
So that was one teacher you had, Sigmund Freud.
Yes. My other teacher was Carl Sprung.
Sprung.
Yes.
Like from a trap?
Yes.
Like from a jack-in-the-box?
Which is extremely frightening, isn't
it? Uh-huh. Yeah.
When something is sprung on you, you're startled, are you not?
I mean, for me, it's the song that gets me.
The song?
Ba-dum. Oh, so spooky.
Exactly, because you know it's coming, do you not?
No, see, once the jack pops out, I'm good. Then the song is over. I can't wait for that jack to come out, because that song is so creepy. Especially when you play it really slow.
Ah.
You mind that.
There's no association. It's just the sound that gets in your ear and causes you distress.
Yes. Much like the distress that I had from things getting in my face.
Mm. When you said Sprun, I thought you were talking Baby Got Back.
Baby Got Back.
Mm-hmm. And that was the song that frightened you.
No.
Just the Jack in the Box song.
Just the Jack in the Box song. Pop Goes the Weasel, as they call it.
Ah, yes. Do you have a fear of weasels?
No.
It's just these particular notes.
That weasels, stoats, ferrets.
Minks.
Minks.
They're your friends.
Prairie dogs. Meerkats. Love them all.
Ah, okay.
It's just a song.
Ah. Now, you see, what I would do in this case is I would say, listen just to the first note.
Okay.
Live with it. Listen to it. Listen to a long tone of it, perhaps.
Oh, see, I've got my... this is not why I've come in here. I've long since conquered my fear of Pop Goes the Weasel.
Ah, you have.
Yeah, by doing a Jack in the Box. Then the Jack pops out. Boom, done. Not scared anymore. The song's not playing. Can't be scared of it. Simple solution.
Ha ha. It's a little too simple for me. I don't know how I would get paid, but okay, yeah, it works.
I mean, if you want my thing, I was coming in here because I suffered some facial abuse.
I can tell.
You know, I tried Googling it.
Since you were born, yes?
No.
Oh.
Just recently. I tried Googling facial abuse and with quite disturbing results.
I can imagine. That's as frightening then. So you are afraid of searching for facial abuse?
I was looking for, you know, post-traumatic stress reliefs of said facial abuse.
Huh.
So it happened as driving in my car. And a bunch of stuff hit my face. Some bugs, a bat.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of,
yes.
I'm a little bit afraid of running in the wind now, fast.
Ah, I see. Well, perhaps I bring up another song for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is Bob Seger.
Mm-hmm.
Running Against the Wind.
Oh.
This is what perhaps you must do. Just like Arnold. Arnie baby. He runs away from the truck, you see. Mm-hmm. Because as you run away, you glance over your shoulder. You see, the truck is still there.
So you're saying I should just run in the opposite direction of the wind and things won't blow into my face?
Yes.
Okay.
But you must do slowly. First, you must...
That's going to be hard if the wind's pushing me forward.
Exactly. Well, hey, this is therapy. It is not meant to be easy. You must be difficult because through the trial and error, then you learn. Then your body adjusts.
Mm. To the wind.
Yes.
Okay.
So first, you must get a weather vane placed atop your head. I recommend a rooster with a north, south, east, west, so you can tell which way the wind is blowing.
All four?
Oh, yes, or if you want, it can be eight. If you want northeast, southeast, etc., etc.
Northwest, southwest?
There you go.
I think that saying northwest, southwest is shorter than saying etc., etc. I don't know what kind of time you're trying to save there.
That is one of my fears, is being too short.
Long-winded?
Oh. Aha, you have caught me, sir. Yes, this is true. I'm working on myself. But for you to experience the wind, you must do so slowly. First, you run against the wind.
But that's what I have a fear of.
Of running, which one?
Running against the wind.
You confuse me.
I don't want the wind blowing things into my face. It scares me. So when I feel the wind blow against my face, most people go, fresh breeze. I quiver and cower in fear.
I see. Now you are shaking a bit, and perhaps there is some liquid coming from your pants.
Oh, my Capri Sun burst. I'm sorry.
Ah, how sad.
The shaking must have jostled it.
Yes, they are easily punctured.
It was already punctured. I was saving it for... I had half of it. I was saving the rest for later.
Okay. It just dribbled then.
A little dribble.
Ah, okay.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry for you and your pants. Yeah. And the Capri Sun. Mm. No, but of course, you see, eventually you must.
You want some?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, here. Mm. Oh, yum, yum. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe mix it in with your wine.
Ah, okay. Ah, that's very good. It's like beginning to be a sangria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Capri Sangria. Yes. I think I have a Jolly Rancher that you could drop in there.
The fruit. Yes, yes, please, please.
Here. Put it.
Ooh, I guess I feel like I'm at the Plaza. The Plaza Mayor.
Where is that accent from?
Ah, well, you see, I'm from España.
Okay.
First, but then I went to Austria.
Any time spent in, like, Scotland?
Yes, I did go to Edinburgh and the Highlands.
Okay. I was just, you know, it's kind of mishmash. I quite enjoy it. You seem like a very well-traveled European man.
I am, and I spend just enough time to pick up a bit of an accent here and there, and then I lose it, and then I pick it up again. You see, I am also afraid of being in one place for too long, so I move, and I'm very afraid of people pigeonholing me.
Therapist. Therapize thyself.
Ah, yes, I every day in the morning. Ah, in the top of the morning. I go and look into a mirror, and I say, "Who are you today?"
Mm-hmm.
And I say, "I have no idea." Oh. And one single tear goes down my cheek.
Mm. Oh, well, okay, so you're studying with Sprung and Frayed.
Yes. Jace.
Jace?
JC was another one of my clients.
Jesus Christ? How long you been in business, buddy?
I have been in business a long time. Oh, if I...
Or was this the second coming?
Yes, you see, he's still out there. He's afraid of being seen, of making a scene. I say, Jesus, baby, you gotta get out there.
See, I say, if I was Jesus, I'd be afraid of crosses, which is kind of rude for all the people who worship him to be wearing crosses all the time, because that would be the last thing I'd want to see if I was Jesus, right?
It's true, yes. He's a bit of a vampire that way. Vampires, they don't like crosses.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, but he has the fear of making too much of a scene and of being re-crucified.
Really? He's the fear of the man who tossed out the accountants from the temple.
Oh, he regrets that so much.
Oh, no.
He's so sorry about that.
Oh, does he just cringe? Is that his cringe thought at 2 in the morning? Like, I can't believe I did that.
He wakes up.
Everyone's thinking about that all the time.
In a cold sweat. Yes, uh-huh. Yes. It's hard for him to go to sleep. That's why he's a CPA himself.
Yeah. Was it accountants or moneylenders? I forget.
Oh. Well, you know, six of one.
Kind of rude to the accountants. Like, we're not transacting here. I'm just trying to make sure all the money's accounted for.
Yes,
go talk to the moneylenders.
Trying to close the books?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, yes. He was Occupy Wall Street. Jesus was. No one could tell because of the beard. Everyone looked the same.
Yeah.
The shorts and the Birkenstocks. What a movement.
Really worked.
Yes. They're still there, I believe. Maybe. I hope. No, they gave up. Oh, too bad. Oh, no, but I was saying Hova himself.
Jay-Z.
Yes.
Oh, I... Got it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He's come to you.
He has, yes.
What are his fears?
He was very afraid of women.
Solange?
Oh, before. Even before then, he was always afraid of women.
Because they were never a problem for him.
Well, at first they were. He thought they were. I said...
Really?
Yes. I said, Jay-Z.
I believe he famously said...
Well, exactly. I said, tell me what are your fears? What are your problems? He listed out 100 of them. I said, no, no, no. The women, they cannot be your problem. You must make them not your problem.
Uh-huh.
You must expose yourself to this, say it out loud first.
Expose yourself to these women? That's what you suggested for him?
I did. I think he maybe took it a different direction.
Can't believe you give advice to.
don't know, but hey, it worked for him.
Yeah.
He got Beyonce.
He got a hit song. Yeah. He got a hit song, and he got quite a slap in an elevator one time.
Yes, I think he took my advice a little too much.
Uh-huh.
You know, he became friends with other people.
Too many women.
Too many. Too many. I said, Jay-Z, you must have a little fear.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be totally unafraid.
Okay. So it seems like your rules are very lenient.
Well, you know, it of course depends on the patient. Like for you, you're afraid of the wind. You must have a little bit of wind.
I'm not afraid of the wind, per se.
Hmm.
I'm afraid of things coming and hitting me in the face because of the wind.
Well, that's wonderful. Because in that case, you must have things fly at your face.
No.
The only... You would say to me, an old man who is an expert and a brain professional, with an accent you cannot place.
Would you care for a baguette to go with your wine? Perhaps a cigarette?
Ah, oui, oui. merci beaucoup.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yes, I don't want... That's the whole thing. The wind is triggering for me, I guess.
Mm. But I think if you have... First, you have something fly near your face.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe past it, over it, next to it. You see? And then every time the thing gets a little closer, closer and closer, until something grazes your cheek, leaves a little mark.
A little drop of blood.
Exactly. How cool would that be?
It would be pretty cool. Depends on what was grazing past my cheek.
Ah.
If it was like a Beanie Baby or something, that wouldn't be so cool.
No. First, I say...
But then I would... That might be cool, because if Beanie Baby can do that to you, yeah, it's getting recalled, and I'm getting a lawsuit.
Aha, you
see.
That's
very cool.
There are many opportunities here.
Suing large corporations for personal gain. That's very cool. Waiting on that settlement? Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I've always wanted to be waiting on the settlement. Waiting for the settlement money to come in. Yes. It's going to hit any day now, and then I swear to God I'll pay you back. That's all I want in life, is to be able to pay someone back with my settlement money.
Oh, 10 cents of it.
Uh-huh.
In a class action.
In a class action, yeah.
Well, I could perhaps help you. You see, there is a batting cage near here.
Which... No. See, one of the things was a bat flew into my face. So I'm not too keen on the idea of being around more bats.
Ah, okay.
Be them wooden or vampire.
I thought you were going to say aluminum. Oh. Or aluminium, as I say.
As you say.
Yes, it comes
from your time spent in Great Britain.
Yes. No, okay, bats. You will not take the bats. Well, I mean, will you be my patient long term, or are you here to stay?
I'm here for an indeterminate amount of time. Yeah, I'll stay, you know, I'll stay and I'll do the work.
Ah, this is good. This is the first step.
You know, it might work. You said you had, it seemed like you had contact with the jackass guys. Seems like they're constantly getting hit in the face, unsuspectedly.
Yes.
I think maybe if I don't know I'm going to get hit in the face and then I get hit in the face, maybe that would, you know, get me used to it. So okay. Maybe I'm walking down the corridor and a big hand comes and whacks me.
Uh-huh.
That could work.
Yes.
And it would be funny.
Oh, certainly for me. I would laugh.
Yeah.
I would chuckle heartily.
Mm-hmm.
You would be okay with this.
I mean...
Well, in fact, you already are okay with it because one of the papers you signed was a release form and a liability form that releases me. And this crew that has been filming this entire time.
Oh, hi. I thought you said it was empty.
The people I did not know of. By not know of, I mean they are hidden.
Oh, okay.
Behind a plant or a fake wall or something.
Oh, I was wondering why that ficus had a crew hat on.
Yes. They found it early. It was for when we were going to wrap. I was going to give hats and jackets for the crew, but...
You were going to?
Yes, this is my production.
This is your production?
Yes.
What show is it?
It is called Donkey Sauce.
Donkey Sauce.
Yes, it's a combination of Kai Fieri's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives meets Jackass.
Uh-huh. Okay. I like it.
You see, we go to different...
Have you been picked up for series, or are you filming the pilot?
Yes, this is on speculation.
It's on spec. Oh, yes. No. Okay. So you're filming on spec?
Yes, and we...
What? Self-funded?
Of course. I mean, I have all of these famous clients. They pay me many monies, and I self-finance. You see, it is one of my fears to be a complete idiot.
So you spend all of your money to make a pilot that nobody asked for?
Yes, I say, I'm so scared
of
myself.
Did you even chop the idea around?
No.
No. You didn't want to get rejected?
That's another one of my fears.
A fear of being rejected.
Yes, so I say, I must do this. I must put it out there. Invest all of my net worth in it. Well, put it out.
How much is that net worth?
Oh, you must go to mynetworth.com.
Are you a celebrity?
No, that
if
is...
If you're having to self-fund your pilot, I guess not.
No, yes, and I mean, that's why I was so sad when Jesus came, and I had a money lender trying to give me money.
Oh, embarrassing.
He came.
So embarrassing.
Right him out. Oh, JC, JC baby. Why you gotta do me like that? Yes, it was a problem.
Mm-hmm. No, it sounds like it.
So this is perfect that you want to do this. You could be a perfect subject.
So, but I already know about the hidden cameras is the thing.
Ah, well, you know about some hidden cameras.
Uh-huh.
There are many more.
In my bathroom.
Do you want me to say it? Are you afraid of knowing? If you are, I will tell you. If you are not, then I won't tell you.
I don't know. You phrased that so interestingly. I don't know what to make of it.
Ah, perfect. Well, you know, there are many things that could come flying at you. They could be little speck, the ham.
A speck of the ham?
A speck of speck could come flying at you with, I will say, Guy Fieri is in with a straw.
Uh-huh.
Ready to shoot you with things.
Like a spitball.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A spit meatball.
Spit meatball. Okay.
Yes, he has a big, big straw, one of those milkshake straws and one of those Swedish meatballs.
Oh, like a boba straw?
Yes.
That's so wide. Yes. Oh, he must have pretty good lung capacity to put air through that with force.
Guy Fieri, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's a master.
He's constantly yelling, I guess.
Yes. The only way he knows how to speak.
Okay, so I'll stay here long term. We put in the work. What, do I just put you on retainer? I can call you anytime. Are you going to pay me for my likeness to appear on your show? Do we just call it a wash?
Oh, these are negotiations I have not expected.
Uh-huh. Are you afraid of them?
I am trembling.
Do you have a therapist yourself?
Well, there was the mirror, as I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That is my therapist.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So no. In one sense, yes, but in a truer sense, no.
And question two, why have you not referred to yourself as Scarapist? That's what it says on the front of your building.
You see, I was not sure if people would like that. If they think it's overkill for me to say it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever try just jumping out at people and saying boo and getting rid of their fears like you would the hiccups? Because that's what I kind of thought your whole thing was going to be. You'd hide behind places, and yeah, you'd just scare the fears right out of people.
You see, one of my other fears is meeting expectations. See, that's why I got into this business in the first place. I'm racked with fears, so many, that I'm selfish. You got it out of me. I'm a selfish man.
It seems like you really are just interested in meeting celebrities.
This is true.
And putting them in the precarious situations.
Yes, all for my stand-up special.
Oh, you got a stand-up special in the works.
Well, that's what this is all. All of this filming is just those first 5 minutes.
Oh, really? Just the setup.
Yes.
Wow, not you, like, driving in a car, talking with the cab driver on the way, saying about how you used to go to this place all the time as a kid, and you can't believe that you're performing there now. And the cab driver goes like, oh, you're someone famous or something. And then you look at the camera and give a big old wink.
That would have been so easy. Oh, I wish my mirror self had told me that. But no. Oh, I have this whole elaborate thing. Because you see, what is the number one fear in the world?
Not dying. Sex?
Well. Leonardo DiCaprio, he was my...
Leo baby?
Leo baby. He was afraid of having sex with older women.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, then start with the ladies who are under 30 and work your way up.
Oh, thank God you said up.
No, I said, you must look up.
He said, you can't go any lower, Leo. Cutting it close as it is.
No, yes, he took some of my advice, but he stopped, apparently. He has not come back. He hit a wall or something, a ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Does not go past. But yes, it's not death, it's not sex. It is the fear of public speaking.
That's the number one fear of the world?
According to my unscientific research, yes. Uh-huh. And so that is true for me. So stand-up is the ultimate public speaking.
And so you're going to face your fear head-on, then?
Yes.
When?
As soon as we get picked up. Oh. Then I do a tour, perhaps 10-city tour.
So you're starting, and this is going to be self-funded, you're going to rent out the theater yourself?
Of course. Okay. Yes.
Have you done any practice? Maybe you perfected an open mic, got a type 5?
Well, I see you have a microphone here.
Uh-huh.
This is helping me immensely.
Why don't we go to an open mic tonight?
Oh, okay.
I can record it. Yes. You can listen back, uh-huh. Take notes.
Okay. And can I bring everything, my crew, my Guy Fieri, and they could maybe jump out at you at some point in the night? You won't expect.
So you're taking my idea now of jumping out and scaring the scare out of me? The fear
no,
out of me?
No, the jackass.
Sort of. Oh, the jackass. No, they don't have to the whole thing was me just getting hit in the face. Bam's going to walk out with an 18-inch dildo and just give me a smacker right to the face, right to the noggin.
Okay, if you think that would work for you.
I'm saying, I don't know. But I'd like to meet Bam. Actually, I'd really just like to meet Phil. So if you can hook me up with a one-on-one with Phil Margera, then I'd say we're good. And then I'll record your open mic.
Ah, okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Do you know of any open mics around here? I'm new to the city.
Yes, the Batting Cages has a bowling alley. It has open mic next to it.
What could go wrong?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll go work on that. And for That's a Different Story, this is Matthias Spiegel, about to go to his first open.